key messages is that policy exists at each level in the hierarchy. Especially with, I think your question was also in the context of an external third-party thingies that talk to ONAP. We'll have to distribute policies up and down that hierarchy, right? And that's a very
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And also, it may not be just up and down the vertical stack. It might also be to partner APIs. Hey, I want my service or business policies per this model. Right. And so there are two things necessary. Number one, a policy model, and MEF is planning to, or John Strassner and MEF is trying to drive the IETF SUPA model as applicable to this kind of use cases. And then we are hoping to have some understanding of what kind of policies and how policy can be distributed between these entities, and hopefully we can all work together and make sure, you know, we address your question correctly. But I think your point about capturing it in this architecture discussion is a very, very important one.
Thanks.
The one clarification, Ramki and Raghu, when you mentioned policy, ONAP, they already have identified the policy engine and the policy in general, the policy framework. So in your discussion, do you want to leverage on that aspect, or you want to bring something new?
So the critical thinking there, Parvis, is like, yes, I mean, right now the viewpoint is like we have a centralized policy engine, and then we have different microservices, right, sort of leveraging it to, I'm taking operational policy examples, such as TCA. But in reality, if you go to, you know, look at implementations, some of those aspects are, you know, in those implementations. If you walk into several cloud implementations, Azure or VMware, Integrated OpenStack, or any of those, we do support some of those aspects of operational policy, something which is cloud specific. For example, you know, if there is a CP threshold exceed, we can actually act on it or even trigger. I mean, if you don't want to see the cloud to independently act, we can actually issue a trigger based on, you know, a policy match, right? So that's the critical aspect I want to bring about. So really, that means we have to up level ourselves and then think about in a distributed policy framework and not really say, hey, oh, we'll send everything to ONAP and then like ONAP do something about it, right? Correct. That's what I meant.
Okay. Folks, I don't want to, I don't know how much time I have, Chris. Can you give me a few more minutes?
I can give you 10 more minutes.
No? 10 more, okay. So the other thing that we need to really be aware is, like, look at OE10, yeah? So the OE10, the scope for that, we are saying that the generic NF controller, now the question is, that is going to really have some implication on this unified framework that we are envisioning to bring both like APC, VFC into some unified, you know, framework for the target architecture. So then that would have implication on, let's say, the SO at the project level and NFPO interaction. Is that something that we need to touch on during Casablanca release, or we need some guidance on that, of course, yeah? Chris, you can phrase it probably better.
Sure.
For unification.
I think that's some of the discussions that we want to have after M3 is to take a broader look at that, some of the questions that are going through in the chat about hierarchical orchestration and some of the alignment between the components. I think we do want to bring that up at the ARC level, but after we get through all the project reviews, some of our chartered responsibilities towards the Beijing release. And then once we get beyond Beijing, we can pivot and look at Casablanca. So if you want to take an early look before we get to that point, you know, go ahead. That's what we will be pulling up, in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that from here.
Yeah. Again, I want to bring to your attention, MEF is already entertaining some discussion with some players in the industry to facilitate the interaction between a MEF orchestrator and the MANO orchestrator. I have seen that in some of the recent, you know, published press releases, okay? Is that something that we need to talk to MEF about that, or that is separate? Because they are already working with players in the industry to bring the interaction between a MEF orchestrator and a MANO orchestrator, specifically NFPO. Can we leverage on that, or we don't have to worry about that?
So I think we want to be careful, since it's an internal one. It's probably not our first priority, but if there is something interesting from the work, you know, if someone wants to bring it to the table and present it to this team, and then we can figure out whether it makes sense or not, certainly we can have that discussion.
Sure. Okay, then the next item actually is, this is the set of requirements. It's already documented. You have seen this. We're going to elaborate on this. The next one is the SDN controller and the orchestration. Ramki, this is your piece. We had a long discussion on how to capture this as part of our architecture work and architecture discussion. So I summarized the discussion we had a couple of weeks ago on this multi-vendor SDN architecture approach. So Ramki presented this. I summarized that and I sent it to the team. This is my summary. If you are going to entertain the multi-vendor kind of engagement in how to really develop the framework, the architectural framework between the ONAP SDNC and the downstream controllers. In this case, it would be like we can look at the Volt use case. We have the overlay controller, we have the underlay controller, we have the valve controller. We have this DC controller. So all those interaction, whether we need to go through this yellow mediation layer, or we can just skip that. So Ramki, you agreed? If Ramki is on the call, you agreed?
Oh, yeah, I'm there, Boris, yeah.
A more detailed contribution to see which one needs this adaptation layer and which one can be left to ONAP, okay? I mean, ONAP, other projects. We haven't seen a contribution yet. We had the discussion not last week. Yeah, last week, I guess, or the week before.
Certainly, Parvis, I think that's something I'll be, so Gil and several other people wanted to have some offline discussions, right, on alignment first. So I'm looking at those and also bring the right contribution pretty soon, next couple of weeks.
So your red marks here, your status, look at my meeting notes from the
No, I know. I'm on the hook, Parvis, I know that. But count on me. Yeah, this is a good topic.
Yesterday we had a long discussion with Susanna in the Tiger architecture team discussion. So if Susanna is not on the call, we are waiting for Vodafone to bring a more complete proposal on their SODO and the use of the ONAP versus new APIs. Okay, Chris, that is in our to-do list for the Tiger team. I guess then lastly, we have this ONAP versus SC-MANO comparison. Gil already contributed a number of proposals. So hopefully next week we have enough time to go through that. So we already have some contribution on the table, Chris, but these are the major topics. If there is one like microservices at the ARC subcommittee level, please let us know so we can put it on and prioritize that for the Tiger team. Okay? Okay, Chris?
Great. Thanks, Parvis.
Sure.
Okay. Great, let's move on. And now we're going to get into the project architecture reviews. I'm up first with VNF SDK. We have other people signing up, and for PTLs who haven't yet signed up, please contact me to get your slot. So let me dive right in. As I said in my email and on past calls here, this is a quick architecture review. I'm talking about what the project is doing, changes since the last release, and then API model alignment and S3P. So just a very brief overview of VNF SDK is that we sit before SDC, we help with VNF packaging and onboarding. That we have a set of VNF package tools and the VES agent that the VNF suppliers can use inside their VNFs, and then to package the VNFs. They upload that into what we call the marketplace or the reference repository, and then there are validation tools validate the packaging format, and then we have API alignment with SDC so that we can do onboarding into SDC for the rest of the system. And we're focusing on Tosca-based BNFs for now. We are bringing over the ICE tools from VVP, we'll also be able to work on heat VNFs in the relatively near future.
Chris, question. Yes. on your previous slide, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So is there a thinking or is there a plan to expand this VNF SDK to include VNF packaging as well? So it will still be software packaging, and how we can, they will have the software version, the artifact that would be used for configuring it for doing telemetry collection and so on. So is there a plan to expand this VNF SDK to VNF as well?
Not in the immediate future. We still have...
I understand.
Yeah, we still have more work to do on the VNF side, bringing in the ICE tools, getting it unified. One of the things I'll talk about is we're doing an experimental integration with OPNFV's Dovetail project that will help us do compliance or verification testing in the future if we wanted to have a program around that, and that's being driven by VVP. We want to get the main functionality taken care of for the VNF before we start thinking about PNFs. But it's something we could think about down the road.
Okay, thank you. As I said, this is something important for people who are thinking about 5G, because there are PNF elements and there are other areas where we think the PNFs are going to stay here for a while.
Sure.
So I have a question, Vimal. Chris, do we have time for a question?
Yes.
Okay. Vimal, the PNF, at some point in the architecture discussion, we had indication that we need the PNF SDK. So is there a formal home for that PNF SDK, or that would be a follow-on to VNF SDK project? What is your view on that?
I don't want to, my preference, again, Chris can say, as Chris said, it is something that he would like to explore. And I say, let's keep it part of the same SDK. Don't have one, have two different SDK, one for VNF, one for PNF. Not two separate.
Hey, Vimal, this is Shakir. So the PNF, at least from my perspective, right, the PNF, even though at high level I agree with your approach, which is to have a common certification process for both VNF and PNFs.
Yeah.
The issue though is that you're talking about two different paradigms, right?
understand, but there's significant commonality in the sense that you get the software even for PNF. You have the artifact for doing the configuring, the telemetry collection. Those are common between PNF and VNF. What is not common is how do I create the task model for getting resource allocation. That's the only difference between those two packages. Mm-hmm. Given mm-hmm. that so much community, I would rather see one project that support both rather than creating two parallel projects with overlapping functionality.
So let me ask you, just a follow-up question. So the reason that the VNF SDK or the ICE project was created is because you have a common hardware platform where the VNF images can run on the same platform. Do you foresee ICE having the need to deploy many different PNF platforms to do the certification?
How would you, for example,
certify PNF from vendor A versus a PNF from vendor B and C, assuming that the PNF is the same? Let's say, for example, a firewall.
I don't want to take Chris's thing, but that's okay. Something I think we need to talk
yeah,
about.
Let's have a sidebar discussion, definitely.
If I can chime in on that, that ties sure. in with the LFN compliance verification strategy that's being developed. I presented the current view last week on the TSC call. Mm-hmm. And if we do go down that road using Dovetail as the overall test framework and then plug in specific tests into it, I think that we would be able to target different hardware platforms as well. There would have to be some constraints, but I think we could present something reasonable and use that for a series of tests down the road. It'll take a little while to implement, but it is a valid strategy.
Yeah, so I won't take more time, Chris, as I said, because we are running out. So it's that it's an appliance that is common, and there are multiple vendors who provide software on that. It's not a commodity hardware. It's an appliance that has been industry accepted standard appliance for certain functions, and we could use that. But let's continue.
Yeah.
A quick question. So if you're talking any cloud-specific capabilities such as HPA or other capabilities which are being consumed by VNFs through VMs, are they also in scope here when you're talking about the IM and DM models?
Yes, HPA is part of our work, so it's supported, or by the end of the release, it'll be supported in the package tools and then validated within the marketplace. So when the VNF is uploaded, then it will check that those capabilities have been implemented correctly.
Okay. And also, would this also then include any cloud-specific capabilities? Would that have any hooks to support those?
At this point, it's what people are bringing in, which is mostly the focus on HPA at this point. So not a whole lot of cloud placement. Something we could talk about in a future release if we need to go beyond what we're already doing.
Cool. Thanks. I'll send a note to you, Chris. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Architecture changes since Amsterdam. It's mostly executing on our vision. So the architectural changes are minimal externally. And we, as I showed in the last diagram, we still sit in the same place between the vendors and SDC. As I mentioned, scope increases include incorporating the ICE tools and the experimental integration with Dovetail. One of the big focuses for us has been S3P. And particularly enhanced security. So we did get our CII badge. A call out to anyone who's still working on this. If you take the template from the security team, that will get you 53% of the way there. It wasn't that much extra effort to get to passing. We did implement HTTPS support, which was one of the things that we did have to change. And so we added Nginx and used Nginx for the HTTPS. We're also adding support for Sol 004, which allows essentially signing of the VNFs. Also code cleanup, and then we documented our APIs in Swagger, and I'll show you that down below. Information data model alignment. We have a package modeling sub-team led by Andy, the models are based on Tosca at CNSDC, and I pulled up the latest design time clean version. It's still in progress, but you can see that there's a lot of work being done. Also making a contribution to Etsy NFB. The APIs are stable, documented in Swagger. Both the YAML and JSON versions. I had hoped to pull it up in Swagger for this call, but I'm having browser issues. So I can show you. They're essentially the same as what we had last time. We just do have a set of APIs, mostly in the marketplace, so you can upload or re-upload a VNF package. Delete the package and then download the package files. We have the ability to query the package by CSAR ID and by a very number of conditions, such as name, version, type, provider, et cetera. Any questions? I'll flip back to this other screen. Any questions from the team?
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
Let's see. I think we're getting a side conversation. Let's try that. Any final questions before I drop this? Okay. Thank you. So let me drop the screen share. That ends the formal agenda. Most of the teams who have been signing up so far have signed up for next week. Are there any PTLs or any teams that are online who do want to present something today who haven't contacted me beforehand? Okay. Great. So, let's see, any final comments from the team before we break? Otherwise, I'll break a little early and give you back some extra time in your day. Okay, thank you, everyone. We'll break a little early today, we will talk with you next week. There will be more of these presentations from the various teams. This is part of everybody meeting their M3 milestone. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.